Camila Cabello reveals she has COVID-19, the alleged shooter of Lady Gaga's dog walker sought by U.S. Marshals, and Faith No More's Mike Patton opens up about mental health issues. It's Wednesday, July 20th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Camila Cabello shared the news this week that she has COVID-19, but she's clearly not letting it get her down. The 25-year-old singer posted a video to TikTok in which she frolics in bed to the tune of Watagata Pittsburgh by Sensato featuring Black Jonas Point. Cabello is seen holding up a bag of Hall's lozenges, a package of vapor rub, and bottles of cough syrup and DayQuil. She captioned the clip, "I got the Rona." In the comments, fans approve of Cabello's energy levels. "Love how you do not let it bring you down, LOL," wrote one. Another quipped, "I think you got a false positive, sis." One fan noted the pop star's store brand vapor rub and cough syrup. "This is how I know you're a true Latina, because ain't nobody paying extra for name brand medicines." Cabello also shared the video in an Instagram story and wrote, "If you got the Rona and still gonna live it up in isolation, make some effing noise." Last month, Cabello made her debut on The Coach of The Voice during 5 days of taping the Blind Audition episodes. Season 22 premieres September 19th. The man accused of shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker in February 2021 is on the loose. The U.S. Marshals said Monday that James Howard Jackson, whose bail is set as $3 million U.S., was released from jail in Los Angeles on April 6th due to an administrative error. The Marshals are offering a $5,000 U.S. reward for information leading to Jackson's arrest. They warn that he is considered armed and dangerous. The 19-year-old is alleged gunman of the armed robbery of Ryan Fisher, who was out with Lady Gaga's dog Gustav Koji and Miss Asia. Four other people were arrested and charged in connection with the crime. Fisher recovered from his wounds, and the two dogs that were taken, Gustav and Koji, were returned unharmed. Gaga was working in Italy on the set of House of Gucci at the time of the incident. Faith No More and Mr. Bungle frontman Mike Patton has opened up about the mental health issues that caused the band to cancel tour dates last year. "It's still going, but it's better," he told Rolling Stone, explaining during the pandemic, something clicked and he became completely isolated. Patton, who also fronts Dead Cross, was said was diagnosed with agoraphobia. "I was afraid of people. I got freaked out by being around people," he recalled. "The sort of anxiety, or whatever you call it, led to other issues that I choose not to discuss." Asked if he was alluding to substance abuse, he said, "It was a little bit of everything." Patton said he had no choice but to pull the plug on tour plans. "It was very hard to explain, and there were some broken feelings on both sides about it, but it's what I had to do," he said, "because otherwise something really bad could have happened." The singer said he is feeling better while receiving professional help and still getting closer to diving back into performing. As for Faith No More, Patton said, "I don't know, we may reschedule stuff, we may not. I'll just leave it at that. It's a little confusing and a little complicated, so if we do, we do, and if we don't, that's cool too." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.